we've been meeting this fall, and now I'm prepared to speak to us around the text this morning, various letters that we've been reading and we saw the hands to. So I'd like to invite them forward. Thank you that you have come to us in the form of a baby, and that you came to us through the vessel of a woman. Thank you for this part of our story, and I pray that we would see it afresh this morning and love and serve you more than that. Child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. In this story, Elizabeth is quite old. She may be in her late 50s like me. But she has become pregnant miraculously. Her child is going to be John the Baptizer. For her, if you read a little bit earlier in Luke 1, you know that this miracle is the taking away of a disgrace that she had experienced, the disgrace of barrenness in that culture, in that time. To not be able to have a child was a disgrace. But this miraculous birth has taken away her disgrace. We also learned from earlier in the chapter that she's been living in seclusion. Now, I can imagine that at my age or older, being pregnant would be very hard. It'd be very hard on my body. And so I think that's probably partly why she's staying inside the home. The pregnancy is the main work that she has to do during this time in her life. Now, Mary, her young relative, is probably about 14 years old, you know, much younger. And she's also pregnant miraculously, as we know. Her child is going to be God's long-promised Messiah. Pregnancy probably for her is not so hard. She's young and strong. And as we see, she's traveled from her home in Nazareth to the home of her relatives. And so she's able to be mobile, even though she's pregnant. But socially, her pregnancy has brought, or could, or has the potential of bringing disgrace, because she is not married to her fiancé yet, And in her, in that time and culture, again, this would not be seen well. And besides that, of course, nobody knows that this is a child that is miraculous and that has been conceived by the Holy Spirit. So it may be that she has traveled to visit Elizabeth, partly to escape the condemnation of her neighbors. We don't know for sure, but what we do know is that their encounter with each other is electric. Yeah? Elizabeth, her baby is big enough to be moving around in a way that she can feel, and her baby leaps inside of her when Mary approaches, and the Holy Spirit leads Mary leads Elizabeth to realize that Mary, this young woman, is pregnant with the Messiah, the one that they have been waiting for centuries. So what the Holy Spirit has conceived in Mary, the Holy Spirit reveals to Elizabeth in this ecstatic moment. Over the years, when I've read this passage, I've so many times thought how wonderful it is when I have an Elizabeth in my life, somebody that I can take refuge with, somebody who is alive to God, filled with the Holy Spirit, and able to recognize the Holy Spirit's presence and work in me. And we all need that. We need Elizabeth to recognize the call that God has laid on us and the gift that's being given through us. In the women's community, we are experiencing a little bit of this. We're experiencing a little bit of this encounter between Mary and Elizabeth. And as we hear from each other, we are experiencing recognition of what the Holy Spirit is doing in the lives of each other. Yes, we've been making Mary's song our song in recent weeks. We've been meditating on it, and we've been thinking about how it relates to our own lives. And so after Nita reads the story again, the song again, Mary's song, then we're going to tell some of those stories.
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home.
As we tell our story, we're going to first read the scripture, that the particular scripture that spoke to us.
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. I was sick, and no one saw my pain. I was in prison, pleading for visitors, and no one came. I spoke, and some refused to listen. I sought an answer, and I found God's way of deliverance. Now, how could I worship my deliverer alongside those who insisted on a captivity they would not see? One communion Sunday, with the wine, I received these words, 'Meg, for you, new life in Christ.' in Christ, new life. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of the servant.
You will have scripture read in different languages.
क्योंकि उसने अपनी दासी की गीता पर दृष्टि की है इसलिए देखो अब से युगा युग के लोग मुझे धन्य कहेंगे क्योंकि उस शक्तिमान ने मेरे लिए बड़े बड़े काम किए और उसका नाम पवित्र है और उसकी दया उनको जिससे डरते हैं पीढ़ी से पीढ़ी तक हो गई
किनोनिवाले अपना दास को दीनता में कृपा दृष्टि गौरव में को सार ये ना अब उपरांत सब पुस्तले मारा धन्य की वन्य सिंह किनभने उहाँ जो शक्तिशाली हुनुहुन्छ उहाँले मेरो निम्ति महान काम गर्नुभएको छ उहाँको नाम पवित्र छ उहाँको माया मानिनु माथि उहाँको कृपा पुस्तदेखि पुस्तकसम्म रहिरहन्छ
Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation.
The Bible has many stories of couples and women in which they could not have child. This condition in which they could not have child was considered to be a real unfortunate situation. Both men and women could cry out to God that he would bless them with a child. For example, Abraham and Sarah, who gave birth to Isaac, Hannah, who gave birth to Samuel, and most important of all, of Mary of many, who gave birth to Jesus, the divine Savior, with the help of the Holy Spirit. These stories remind me a little bit of my own story of giving birth to my son when I was 23 years old. I had developed a medical problem in my stomach, which required a surgery through surgery. Some kind of growth was removed. Doctor expressed a fear that I might not be able to have a child. And yet, my husband and I were blessed with our beautiful boy, Rafa. We did not use any medicine or other medical help. We believe that Rafa was given to us through our many prayers, and he has been such a blessing and source of great joy to us. Thus, I can sing with Mary, Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
Amen.
साँच्चै नै यो पुस्तकमा जसरी आई वान्ट टु एक्सप्लेन इन नेपाली जसरी मरियमको जीवनमा परमेश्वरले अचम्मको काम गर्नुभएको थियो है त्यही काम मेरो परमेश्वरले मेरो जीवनमा गर्नुभएको छ जसरी लुका एकको 49 वर्षमा यहाँ लेखेको छ है किनभने उहाँ शक्तिशाली हुनुहुन्छ उहाँले मेरो निम्ति महान काम गर्नुभएको छ उहाँको नाम पवित्र छ साँच्चै यो पुस्तक अनुसारले मेरो जीवनमा अचम्मले परमेश्वरले महान काम गर्नुभएको छ है मैले भनिसकेको थिएँ मैले प्रार्थनाको विषयहरू राखिसकेको थिएँ हालसालै म युएसमा आएको छु है अनि मेरो कति मैले अस्ति भर्खरै मेरो जीवनमा मैले ठुलो घटना घटेको थिएँ मेरो युएसको डकुमेन्टहरू जति सबै हराइसकेको थिएँ मेरोमा स्टेट आइडी इम्प्लोइमेन्ट कार्डहरू केही पनि थिएन सबै कुरो हराए म एकदम दुखित भएँ निराश भएँ परिवारमा धेरै अशान्तिहरू भयो तर परमेश्वर मैले आशा राखेँ भरोसा राखेँ उहाँले मेरो प्रार्थना सुनिदिनु भयो है म उहाँसँग मैले मेरो यति विश्वास है म प्रभुमा केही कुरा असम्भव छैन जस्तो लाग्छ है सबै कुरा सम्भव छ मैले प्रभुसँग प्रार्थना गरेँ विन्ती गरेँ उहाँसँग मैले आँसु तोकेँ है म कति प्राय म श्रीमानको अगाडि पुरै परिवारको अगाडि पुरै कारण मेरोमा केही पनि छैन यो युनाइटेड स्टेटमा बस्दाखेरि आफ्नो डकुमेन्ट नहुँदा कस्तो हुँदो रहेछ भन्ने कुरा मैले ती दिनमा थाहा पाएँ मेरो सबै कुरा हरायो म धेरै चिन्तित भएँ म प्रभुसँग प्रार्थना गरेँ अनि मैले यही विश्वास गरेँ प्रभु मलाई यति दिनभित्र मेरो कागज पत्र मसँग आउनुपर्छ भन्ने कुरा मैले दृढ भरोसा गरेँ है मैले भित्रभित्र चाहिँ म 15 दिनभित्रमा मेरो कागज पत्रमा सबै के पास जाने में एकदम मन फंस रहे थे, जैसे प्रार्थना करते करते वो फास्टिंग साइड प्रार्थना में बस रहे थे, लगभग मैं प्रार्थना करके कागज पत्र हराएको 11 दिन आए म जब सोमवार दिन फास्टिंग बस रहेको थिएँ अनि मैले विश्वास साथ मैले प्रभुसँग प्रार्थना गरिरहेको थिएँ, प्रभु मेरो कागज पत्र जसको हातमा छ त्यो सुरक्षित रहोस् भने मैले प्रार्थना गरिरहेको थिएँ। जब 11 दिन है सोमवारको दिन 11 दिन थियो है 11 मेरो कागज पत्र हराएको 11 दिनमा सोमवारको दिन थियो, म त्यहाँ फास्टिङ बसेर जब म फास्टिङ अन्तिम बेलुका प्रार्थना गरिसकेँ मेरो मनमा यस्तो भयो तपाईँलाई मेरो पक्ष चेक गर चेक गर भन्ने भए, जब मैले मेरो पक्ष चेक गरेँ त्यहाँभित्र मेरो सबै कागज पत्र आएको थियो। परमेश्वर कति महान हुनुहुँदो रहेछ है, उहाँले मैले मानिसप्रति भरोसा राखिनँ कसैमाथि भरोसा राखिनँ तर मैले परमेश्वरमाथि भरोसा राखेको थिएँ, ताकि उहाँले मेरो आशालाई बुझ्नुभयो, मेरो प्रार्थनाको उत्तर पाउ परमेश्वरले दिनुभयो, ताकि मेरो जुन कागज पत्र थियो सबै सुरक्षा मैले पाउन सकेँ। परमेश्वरलाई मान्नुहोस् अनि उहाँसँग म नेपाली दाजुभाइले यही भन्न चाहन्छु, हामी यो देशमा आएका छौँ आज हामी मानिसमाथि भरोसा होइन, आज कसैमाथि भरोसा होइन, भाइहरूमाथि हामी भरोसा राख्नुपर्छ। यो सुको एकको आत्म सात पदले भन्दछ दाइले देवेतिरको नला तर सफलता पाउनेछ भनिकन है, त्यही पद अनुसार म दाइले देवेतिर म परमेश्वरको वचनमा धेरै डराउँछु, म दाइले देवेतिर कहिले लाग्दिनँ अनि परमेश्वरले मेरो जीवनमा सफलता नि दिइरहनु भएको छ है। परमेश्वरलाई धन्यवाद होस्। म एक तपाईँलाई भन्न चाहन्छु, मानिसमाथि सधैँभरि परमेश्वरमाथि भरोसा राख्नुहोस्, ताकि तपाईँको जीवन पनि जसरी परमेश्वरले मेरो जीवनमा गर्नुभएको कामहरू त्यसरी तपाईँको जीवन परमेश्वरले गर्नुहुन्छ है। यो मात्रै होइन मेरो जीवन धेरै अचम्म अचम्म कामहरू परमेश्वरले गर्नुभएको छ। सबै पाए भने म नेपाली दाजुभाइको बिचमा म तपाईँको बिचमा मेरो गवाईहरू पनि बाँड्नेछु र आजलाई यति नै भन्न
English version of Anho's story, that she had many struggles with her parents before coming to the U.S. Her mother did not want to come, so Sandra fasted for 3 days to convert her mother's heart, and eventually they came. Sandra believes this was part of God's great plan for them. He opened the door, so they came. Sandra is very happy with the people she has met in the U.S. She claims God's promise for her in Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. A couple of weeks ago, Chandra left her purse with all her identification and documentation on the bus on the way to a job interview. She prayed, insisting that God would return her documents within 15 days. On the 12th day, she fasted. And toward the end of the day, she heard in her heart that she should go and look in her mailbox. She did, and there was all her identification and documentation. Sandra's conclusion is that we should be faithful and trust in God, never doubting, because nothing is impossible with God. She leaves us with Joshua 1:7. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go.
Lucas 6:9 to 10.
very brief summary of Sarone's sharing. Sarone was having problems in her family, which was very, very painful to her. But she prayed to God, and God helped them to forgive each other, and this made her very, very happy.
Hizo proeza con sus brazos, esparció a los soberbios en el pensamiento de sus corazones, quitó los tronos a los poderosos y exaltó a los humildes, a los hambrientos como de bienes.
Cuando yo era joven, fui violento, soberbio. Cuando alguien me ofendía, hacía daño, me enfurecía, peleaba y gritaba a la gente. Pero cuando conocí a Dios, cambió mi vida. Aprendí a perdonar y a hablarle bien a la gente, con ternura. Ahora soy una persona diferente, tranquila, pacífica. Al ver a algunos padres gritándoles a sus hijos, le digo que los traten bondadosamente, porque Dios nos ama a todos. Amén.
Translation in Mercedes own voice. When I was younger, I was very volatile and proud. When someone hurt me, I would fly into a rage. I used to start fights and shout at people. But meeting God changed me completely. I learned to speak to people gently and to forgive them. Now I'm a calm, peaceful person. When I see parents shouting at their children, I urge them to treat their little ones with kindness because God loves them.
I'm going to read in my language. Umunsi umwe natwaye abana banje kuri parke. Ngezeyo nashaka kuramutsa abanywanyi b'ikanisa. Nanyerera ndatemba kunika ukuguru kw'ibubamfu. Umwe muri bo yaciye ahamagara 911. Yabandanije ubundi nawe yabandanije andemesha kuko nari nihebuye yuko nazosubira kugenda kandi imodoka yaraje intwara ku bitaro hanyuma ikanisa ryaramfashije kugeza Imana integeke Imana ibahezagire murakoze.
Jacqueline's story. One day I took my children to the park. When we got there, I wanted to greet Annie, a member of my church, but I slipped to the ground and broke my left leg. Julian and Jason called 911, while Annie stayed beside me and encouraged me, because I was afraid I would never be able to walk or work again. The ambulance came and took me to the hospital. Finally, the church took care of me until God healed me. May God bless them. Thank you. My own story. On December 6, 1999, I too fell and needed to be lifted up. A teenage driver in a hurry plowed his car into mine nearly head on. Thank God his car had airbags which deployed, and he lost consciousness but soon recovered and was okay. I didn't have airbags. 24 hours later, I woke in the hospital with my face torn open down my nose, my skull punctured above my right eye, several broken ribs, a broken collarbone, and inflammation in my right wrist. But I had survived. Tests showed there was no brain injury, and as you can see, my body eventually healed. On my last day in the hospital, my sister was accidentally handed the paramedics report. And there she read that before the ambulance arrived at the scene, a doctor had come through that intersection and stopped. Seeing that I was struggling to breathe because my lungs were filling with blood, he or she had lifted me up so the blood could drain. The doctor stayed with me until the ambulance arrived. And there was no name was given for the doctor or hospital affiliation or anything. My sister and I concluded that God had sent an angel to lift me up in my moment of need.
He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. And if you'll bear with me, I'll read this awesome cry.
Niendelee tena naomba nikumuziki Mungu sikumoja kanji ile nyumba ya leta nikaipata kwa uwezo wake. Kuomba ni vizuri na tena unasema unasamehewa. Bwana asifiwe.
Amemsaidia Israeli mtumishi wake ili kukumbuka rehema zake kama alivyomwambia baba zetu Ibrahimu na uzao wake hata milele. Amen.
Sings a story in English in her own voice. I have many great things God has done for me. If you believe God, everything should be good. God is answering slowly, so you cannot lose your hope. For me, I applied for housing in 2008. I waited a long time. Many people lost hope and moved to another state to look for cheaper housing. They called me to move too. I said, in Chicago we have many houses. I cannot move. I'm tired of carrying packages from place to place. I did that for so many years in Africa. I need to rest. I hoped God would answer me. They said, maybe, because everyone's chance is different. So every day I prayed to my God to help me to get a house. For 3 years I was waiting. I got an answer this year. It's important to pray to God and to beg forgiveness.
My story. One day my daughter called me in tears. She's a counselor and in a high school, and I'm not sure if this was a high school student or who it was, but she said that there was a young woman that she knew who was pregnant, and her boyfriend was pressuring her to get an abortion. And she just had called to ask for prayer for what to say to this young woman, because she realized she was in a really difficult situation. So we prayed, and she called again. And she said that the young woman's going to go through with the abortion. She, you know, the pressure on her was really great. And so we prayed again. And she called, and every time she was in tears, and she said, Mom, you know, she went ahead, and I feel like nobody cares about this baby except me. And we agreed that God cared. And she said, I feel like I want to give this baby a name. And I said, well, I support you in that. And so, you know, if you want me to come down, if you want us to have a little remembrance, you know, and a naming, you know, I will. She says, well, I've already named the baby. I've named the baby Mercy.
That brings us to the end of Mary's song. And the scripture that we've been hearing this morning is about women, and all the stories that you've heard are from women. So, what share do men have in all of this? As we get this deep into Advent, is this woman-only territory? No, because we're all waiting for Jesus to be born in our lives and in our midst. In fact, pregnancy becomes a symbolic language for all of us during Advent, even for women who haven't born a child, and even for men and boys. The Apostle Paul is the one who shows us this. He calls the Galatian believers, my dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. In us, too, Christ is being formed, developing spiritual bones and skin and muscles, changing our shape. leading us to develop new cravings. We begin to desire God and to seek the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is where the 1% are knocked off their high horses and where the poor are lifted up. And God's kingdom is what starts to feel like home for us as we are in this reading. And notice Paul's layered pregnancy. Okay? He has a complicated pregnancy going on here. He's in the pains of childbirth for the Galatian believers to become pregnant with Christ. It's sort of like Russian dolls. The Galatians are pregnant with Christ inside their mentor Paul, who is pregnant with Christ, but also with them. So I wait, and we wait, for Jesus to become strong and muscular inside me. We know that Jesus is already formed in himself, but the Holy Spirit's work in us of planting Jesus in us is a process. And I also wait eagerly for Jesus to be formed in you. We are pregnant with Christ's work in each other, women and men. And so, it's an appropriate question for us all to ask each other. How's your pregnancy? Okay, I think that Uzziah has a story that we had not...
Anasema mimi Uzia
namshukuru Mungu kwa sababu ya kuwa katika imani ya katika wokovu na kuwekwa na Mungu sawasawa kama mtoto wake anavyonifaa. Na amekuwa pia rafiki yangu. Wakati tulivyokuwa huko Kongo, kabla sijaokoka, nilikuwa na mambo mengi ambayo yaliyokuwa yananifuata muda bado hajaokoka. Lakini wakati alipoingia katika wokovu au nilipoingia katika wokovu, niliona Mungu ukuu wake, na hizo shida nilizokuwa nazo ziliisha. Hata wakati wa vitani wa Kongo, nimeona watu wengi, baadhi ya waliokufa walikuwa ni wale ambao hawakumwamini Mungu, yani wapagani. Lakini nimeona pia maajabu ya Mungu kunilinda mimi na familia yangu, na isitoshe Mungu akanipa tena nafasi au bahati ya kuja hapa Amerika. Na pia hapa Amerika ninavyoona ninaishi maisha huyu Mungu Yesu anavyonilinda, nalindwa kama mtoto wa mfalme kwa sababu ya wokovu. Asante.
To thank you, sisters of the women's community, the witness of your standing here and your obvious affection and care for one another, and the way you have figured out how to communicate across six languages in a meaningful way, that you can share your lives with each other. That is a real challenge to all of us. I hope the men are able to find similar friendships and love between one another, but all of us as a community, what a gift you have given us this morning to tell these stories and to show us by example of one of the aspects of the kingdom of God that we welcome one another in friendship. his sister spoke to us. It wasn't the earth shaking and it wasn't the mountains moving, but this is an awesome thing. So we're looking at big things like Jesus Christ being born, and yet that was a tiny little thing that nobody heard at the time. It went on to have a huge impact. Our sisters speaking to us was an awesome thing. So sometimes we hear God in the mountains trembling and in the whispers, our sisters loving one another. So hear the words of Isaiah and remember the astonishing works of our God.
When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down and lodged straight at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for God.
Help us remember the story, Emmanuel, the God with us, creator of the universe, who was loved and nurtured in the womb of a woman. God of power, who was born into poverty. God of glory, who first proclaimed Jesus' birth to outcasts and like shepherds. God of light, who shines in your darkness. God of liberation, who became a political prisoner, suffering torture and death rather than use violence to overcome oppressors. God of life, who died and was resurrected. God of shalom, who confronts and upsets our places of comfort and peace. God of hope, who calls us to give up everything to follow Jesus Christ. For help us be faithful to the life you have called us to. It is in you that we place our hope, our lives, our strength, and our weakness. Amen.
Sing we a song of hallelujah, make great the Lord God's name exalt. Sing we the words of Mary's song of
to see.
turn the tables,
to topple many idols, and to stand with the poor.
Christ has come to proclaim God's kingdom,
to feed the hungry,
to give sight to the blind,
to strengthen the weary,
to set the prisoners free. Christ has come to turn the world upside down,
to overthrow the present order with a revolution of love.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You can help me take down the chairs on the two sides of the room.